Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Let me read you a text that we got to 51551 before we speak to our next guest. 100% correct, says this listener, who's Neil in Leitrim. Neil says, people from the six counties are classed Northern Irish. I come from Fermanagh, and living in the Republic for 23 years, I'm always referred to as being from Northern Ireland and, for example, not Roscommon or Sligo like other workmates would be. And Neil has touched on a topic we're going to get an update view on now, updated view from the latest data, census data, and I'm joined by Dr. Kevin McNichol, because many practicing or non-practicing Catholics, I should say, many non-practicing Catholics in the North continue to identify themselves by their religion because of its political significance, we're told. That is according to my guest, Dr. Kevin McNichol, open learning tutor at Queen's University Belfast, who gave his analysis of the 2021 census results to the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee yesterday. Those census results revealed that Catholics now outnumber Protestants in Northern Ireland for the first time. But there are nuances, as Dr. McNichol will point to us. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to be on.
Now, the key thing that you've highlighted, you're telling us, is that you say that might be overlooked in all of this conversation, is that what Northern Irish Catholics mean when they identify as Northern Irish Catholics. So what do they mean?
Well, whenever each individual person in a census, a lot of people are filling out these surveys, each individual person ticks boxes and fills out responses with particular ideas in mind. It's always going to be a complex picture. But the important thing that I would like to impress is that, yes, it is important that there's more Catholics than Protestants in Northern Ireland now. I mean, that the significance of that can't be denied. And quite rightly, that increases calls for a border poll that signifies the importance of constitutional change. But on the other hand, anyone who wants Irish reunification should not take this as there's reason for caution.
So, why? For example, what's in the data that's telling us be cautious?
So there's a slight contradiction in the data where it says there's more Catholics than Protestants. But on the other hand, whenever you look at people talking about their national identity as opposed to religion, there's a good solid majority for British above Irish. Now, the way you can resolve that apparent contradiction is because of this emerging middle ground. People who call themselves neither a religion, neither nationalist nor unionist, or neither Irish nor British or Northern Irish, that this group is a diverse group. And quite often, so, for example, other data sources that are quite reliable have said that if someone says they're from no religion, they're twice as likely to be from a Protestant community than a Catholic community. So there seems to be differences in how people choose to answer the question. So let's say, and I think people here know that whenever they're filling out a census, that it's for a purpose, that it is to try and perhaps have a competition of resources. That's quite common in societies that are divided. Mm-hmm. So people fill it out for different reasons. Now, what I would I think is very important to remember is that this doesn't mean people are lying whenever they're saying they're Catholic on the census. Absolutely not. People fill out their religious, their national identity, but it's for rhetorical goals, and it's genuine, and it's political,
when you say,
and that's genuine.
When you say, Kevin, rhetorical goals, what do you mean exactly? So I'm filling out the census in Belfast, for example, and I'm not a practicing Catholic or I'm not a practicing Protestant, but I put it down anyway because of a rhetorical goal. What do you mean by that?
So the national identity example is a bit easier to understand. People from the north, let's imagine a unionist from the north, if they go to Dublin, quite often they will describe themselves as Northern Irish as a way of emphasising, I am from a different country. However, if that same person goes to Australia, for example, they might be much more comfortable calling themselves Irish because it's meaningful in that particular circumstance. Mm-hmm. It's not about self-reflection and feeling different. It's about meaning something in a particular context.
I understand what you mean. But when you say then there is an emerging, I don't know what term you use, but center ground or a group in the middle between Catholics and Protestants or nationalists and unionists. So how do you define this center group or other group?
Well, I mean, there's various ways of understanding it. So there's a large growth in people that call themselves neither Protestant nor Catholic. There's a secularization of society, which is the same in many countries. In terms of national identity, Catholics are a good bit more comfortable to call themselves Irish as opposed to Northern Irish, which would be the more middle ground option. Protestants, there's a large number of Protestants who are more comfortable with the middle ground now than previously. There's been issues recently in terms of social issues to do with abortion reform and to do with equal marriage, but also to do with Brexit, that have really divided the Unionist and Protestant community in a way that hasn't happened in the Catholic and Nationalist community. And there's a lot of people there that are asking themselves questions that maybe they wouldn't have asked themselves 10 or 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they are. This is a group that will have to be swayed, or at least open to the question, if a border poll did ever come up, that they are at least asking themselves questions that weren't asked before.
Who's it? Yeah. So who is losing from the traditional groups? Then the orange and green groups. Who is losing numbers to the centre multi-defined group? If you know what I mean.
Mm. Well, I think for Northern Irish as opposed to Irish or British is definitely it's becoming more dominated by people from a Protestant tradition. But there is a perception of that because, I mean, it's at a political level, it's kind of obvious that if you're a nationalist, you don't want Northern Ireland to exist. Why would you accept a Northern Irish identity? Even though there's an enormous diversity, a huge spectrum of opinion within this middle ground group. In fact, one of the appeals of this middle ground group in terms of neither religion, neither ideological position, is its ambiguity. Sometimes in difficult conversations with people, it isn't always a pleasant conversation to have with people about politics or identity in this country. So sometimes people opt for these kind of centre grounds simply to sort of smooth over any possible confrontation that might happen.
Mm-hmm. When you say as well that it's people who want a border poll should be very cautious about this emerging middle ground, that it's not necessarily, it doesn't mean because there's a majority of Catholics that there would be a majority for a border poll. I wonder, could you look at the emerging numbers in the middle ground and say these people are tired with the traditional labels, they're tired with the traditional arguments or squabbling or debating or whatever word you want, that they are practical people and that they might want practical solutions to the political problems that people are experiencing right now. And the obvious one is Brexit, and maybe that middle ground would be more amenable to a solution that would give them all the benefits of the European Union again.
I think what you've articulated is something close to a common sense opinion of the logic of where we've been going since the Good Friday Agreement, really, is that there's an emerging group of people who care less about sectarian division, who care less about the political division, and really just want to get down to nuts and bolts issues. I don't think the facts or the data bears that out. I think that there is a lot of frustration with the institutions in the North. There's a lot of frustration among the Unionist community. The Brexit vote among Protestants was 60-40 split. There's a large majority of people from a Protestant tradition that wanted equal marriage. There's a large majority that wanted abortion reform. There is dissatisfaction there, and there is this middle ground they don't move entirely towards the other side, but they're open to the conversation. And if there ever was a border poll, it would be a really fascinating way in which those people made that kind of decision.
Mm-hmm. And maybe to see politics through the prism of sectarianism is obviously not serving the people of the area very well at all. I suppose that's what the data is primarily telling us. One text, a few texts in this, Kevin. Tipperary or Tyrone, Ballymena or Ballina, we're all Irish. While I didn't always agree with the late Ian Paisley, he did say you just can't be an Ulsterman without being an Irishman. And that's from John. One more text on this to 51551. Paul in Killarney says, my granduncle went to the States in the 1930s and his grandchildren are Irish in the US but American in Ireland. They are unsure who they are. And I've heard that before about Irish expats or people born to Irish expats in the UK, for example. They feel very much Irish in Croydon, for example, but when they come to Ireland, they're referred to as English. And that's I suppose, shows how nebulous a concept identity is. Look, there's an awful lot to discuss. We could be here till tomorrow, Kevin, discussing all of this, but it's fascinating to hear you explain the data. Dr. Kevin McNichol, Open Learning Tutor at Queen's University Belfast. Thank you very much indeed.